In a televised meeting with businessmen, Georgian President Mikhail Saakashvili said he will lift the country's state of emergency based on the country's security needs, not because of recommendations by the foreign minister of another country. The United States, the European Union, and other countries have called on Mr. Saakashvili to quickly end emergency rule imposed after riot police used force to disperse anti-government protesters in Tbilisi on Wednesday. Mr. Saakashvili's televised business meeting was broadcast as the opposition met with Parliamentary Speaker Nino Bourjanadze, a key Saakashvili ally who will become interim president 45 days before Georgia's January 5th presidential election. The president must resign by national law before the election. David Usupashvili, leader of Georgia's Republican Party, says the opposition raised the issue of equal access during the two-and-a-half-hour meeting with Speaker Bourjanadze.
Emergency rules, if they continue until the very day when president resigns, the president who actually already started his electoral campaign, and you can see that today the only TV in Georgia which broadcasts any political news is occupied with presidential speech for 3 hours. He had a speech for 1.5 hours, and then it is repeated right now.
Speaker Bourjanadze downplays the issue, saying security is much more important than media access.
I hope you will agree that there is no reason to have any campaign if something wrong will happen in the country. So first priority is security and stability in the country, and the second priority, despite of its importance, is to have normal possibility for election campaign.
Salome Zhurabashvili, Georgia's ex-foreign minister and leader of the opposition Georgian Way Party, told VOA the meeting did not solve any of the problems discussed. They included an end to the state of emergency, restoration of independent media, and electoral reforms.
On some of them, we are a bit further down the road than on others. There remains many questions. I think the main positive thing is that after this first meeting, we will still meet.
Zhurabashvili says the Patriarch of the Georgian Orthodox Church, Ilya II, helped the government and opposition meet despite mutual animosities. Ilya met separately with both sides on Friday and organized a joint meeting Saturday. Meanwhile, Georgian billionaire businessman Badri Patarkatsishvili has announced he will run in the January presidential election, but would step aside for any candidate that could unite the fractured opposition. Patarkatsishvili, however, is reported to be abroad and is also wanted by Georgian authorities in an alleged coup plot against President Saakashvili. Peter Fidinsky, VOA News, Tbilisi.